Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 15-Minute City: A Solution to Saving Our Time and Our Planet by Carlos Moreno is a nonfiction book about urban planning, sustainability, and the redesign of everyday life in cities. Building on a concept Moreno introduced in 2015, the book argues that essential destinations such as schools, shops, workplaces, healthcare, and recreation should be reachable within a short walk or bike ride from home. Rather than treating the city as a place organized around long commutes and automobile dependence, it presents a polycentric model built on proximity, mixed use, and local access. The book combines theory with examples from cities such as Paris, Milan, Melbourne, Portland, and Busan, showing how the model can be adapted to different social and geographic contexts. Its purpose is both practical and political, to explain how cities can reduce carbon emissions, save time, strengthen local life, and become more resilient after the pandemic and other urban pressures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 15-minute city as a proximity-based urban model. The central idea of the book is that ordinary daily needs should be available within roughly 15 minutes of home by walking or cycling. Moreno treats this not as a slogan, but as a structural alternative to the car-centered city. In that model, neighborhoods are no longer passive residential zones feeding traffic into a distant center. They become complete local environments where people can learn, shop, work, seek services, and spend leisure time nearby. This changes how urban space is evaluated. Distance matters less than access, and convenience is measured by the quality of local connections rather than highway speed. The book explains that this shift is also social, because proximity makes the city more usable for children, older adults, and residents without reliable car access. In this sense, the 15-minute city is not simply about shortening trips. It is about redesigning the urban fabric, so that everyday life can happen closer to home and with less dependence on private vehicles. Secondly, why reducing car dependence is a planning strategy, not only a climate goal. A major theme of the book is that lowering car use is a practical planning outcome of better urban design, not just an environmental ideal. Moreno links automobile dependence to wasted time, congestion, pollution, noise, and fragmented public space. By distributing essential services more evenly across neighborhoods, cities can make short trips easier without forcing people onto roads for every errand. This matters because many cities have historically separated housing from work, retail, and public services, which makes driving feel necessary even when it is inefficient. The book argues that if daily life is redesigned around local access, mobility patterns will change naturally. That approach is more durable than relying only on restrictions or appeals to personal responsibility. It also reframes climate action emissions. Reduction becomes part of making cities more livable, healthier, and more resilient. The book's analysis suggests that decarbonization is strongest when it improves everyday convenience, since people are more likely to support change when it gives them back time and improves neighborhood quality. Thirdly, polycentric cities and the economics of local access. The book emphasizes the idea of the polycentric city, where multiple local centers replace the old assumption that one downtown must dominate all activity. This matters because a polycentric structure can spread services, jobs, and amenities more evenly across a metropolitan area. Moreno's discussion implies that urban life becomes more efficient when neighborhoods function as hubs in their own right, rather than as dormitories dependent on a distant core. The economic logic is important. Local shops, cultural venues, and shared services can benefit from foot traffic generated by nearby residents, while residents benefit from shorter trips and more frequent use of public space. The book also suggests that this model can support local business ecosystems by reducing the dominance of large car-oriented commercial formats. At the same time, polycentric planning is not presented as a purely market-driven process. It requires public policy, zoning, housing choices, and investment in civic infrastructure. The deeper point is that cities become more balanced when everyday opportunity is distributed rather than concentrated, which can reduce both spatial inequality and unnecessary travel. Fourthly, case studies showing adaptation across different cities and regions. The book is grounded in examples that show the 15-minute city as an adaptable framework rather than a fixed blueprint. References to Paris, Milan, Melbourne, Portland, Busan, and other places demonstrate that the concept can be interpreted according to local conditions. This is important because cities differ in density, transport systems, political culture, and existing land use patterns. Moreno uses these examples to show that the model does not depend on copying one ideal city form. Instead, it can guide different planning choices, such as improving local services, strengthening transit and cycling networks, or supporting neighborhood-scale commerce and housing. The inclusion of international cases also shows how the idea has moved from theory into policy discussions across continents. that broad reach matters because urban sustainability problems are global, yet solutions must be locally grounded. The book therefore argues by illustration as much as by principle readers see that proximity planning is not abstract utopian thinking, but a set of practical decisions that cities can pursue in different ways, depending on their existing urban structure and governance capacity. Lastly, a post-pandemic framework for resilience, social ties, and livability. Another key dimension of the book is its post-pandemic framing. Moreno presents the 15-minute city as a way for cities to recover and adapt after a period that exposed the weaknesses of long commutes, weak neighborhood services, and over-reliance on centralized systems. The model is presented as a response to both vulnerability and social fragmentation. If people can meet more of their needs locally, then daily life becomes less fragile when transport systems are disrupted or when external shocks occur. The book also links proximity to social life. Frequent local encounters can strengthen community ties and make public space more active and humane. This is one reason the book focuses not only on mobility, but also on the broader urban experience, including housing, public services, and local economies. Its vision of resilience is therefore more than emergency preparedness. It is about creating cities that support everyday well-being, reduce wasted time, and make social interaction easier. That combination of climate strategy, health logic, and neighborhood design gives the book a wider scope than a conventional transportation study. In conclusion, this book is best suited for urban planners, architects, policymakers, local government officials, researchers, students, and readers interested in sustainable city design. It is also useful for anyone trying to understand why proximity, mixed use, and local access have become central issues in contemporary urban debates. Its main practical value is that it translates a widely discussed concept into a concrete planning framework focused on services, mobility, and neighborhood structure. Readers looking for a clear explanation of how the 15-minute city works will find a balanced mix of principle and application, supported by examples from multiple cities rather than a single case study. What makes it stand out in its category is that it is not merely an argument against cars or a general manifesto for greener cities. It positions urban sustainability as a design problem tied to time, access, and daily routines. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to understand how climate goals, local economic vitality, and social livability can be pursued through the same planning logic. It is a strong fit for those seeking a serious, policy-oriented introduction to one of the most influential urban ideas of the past decade. If you would like to support Carlos Moreno, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.